Hilchas Aninah Shin Mem Aleph. Mishimes lo meis shehu chayv lis abal alav, kodem kfura, ochel bebayis acher, ein lo bayis acher, ochel bebeis chavero, ein bayis lechavero, oslo mechitze ve ochel, vavfila mechitzel shesad in sagi, im toko shule hasad beinin sheenu nito beluach. Vim ein lo dover lasos mechitze machse pono ve ochel, ubenkach ubenkach, ففيلو هو بيرا خيرس اينو ميسه وايخل واينو اوخل بوسو واينو شوسو ياين واينو مبارك بيكس هموتسي ولو بيكس هموزن واين مبارخن الله ولو مزامنن الله افيلو ام اوخل ام اخيرم شمبارخن لو يانا اخيرم امين وقطو مكم ميتسس هموس بتورا ففيلو ام اينو تصوخ لاسو بتصوخ اميس كونشيش لو اخيرم شوسكن بسفيلو ויש אומר שאפילו אם יוצא להחמל עצמו לבורך אולנוס אומן אחר המבורכים אינו השוי. So this is a Mishnah in Brochus that we're familiar with. And the Mishnah says in third parak, the Mishnah makes a mutal lefono of his potom mikol is potom, you know, is potom kriyashmo tfilu tfilu mikol mitzis amuris patorah. And then the Gemara says that the Mishnah says he's not mevorech, you know, as it's in Shulchan Aruch. So in this halacha that he's first that he's potter mikol mitzvahs. So this is called 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, but this is different days in Rishonim. Whether he's why he's potter mikol mitzvahs, why is an oinim potter mikol mitzvahs? So. And it seems to be also actually 2 days in Yerushalmi. Is it because he's oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, he's tovid b'mitzvah? Or as the Yerushalmi says, b'zman, as Tosfos quotes, b'zman shata oisik b'chayim, v'lo b'zman shata oisik b'meisim. So, the halacha that he's potter from all mitzvahs is it just oisik b'mitzvah? So if it's oisik b'mitzvah, so then we have a question, maybe he'd be allowed to, if he wants, and as he's potter, but if he wants to volunteer to do the mitzvah, he can. Or that he's potter because that's kavanah meis. You know, I guess the halacha of Aninah says that he's, that the Torah doesn't expect him to do mitzvahs. The Torah is doing mitzvahs, you know, non-doing mitzvahs is the fulfillment of the halacha of Avelus, so to speak. We'll see that in a second in the Rambam. So that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Whether if he wants, can he volunteer to do the mitzvah? Now, there is a machlokes harishon, and also it says here that he doesn't say birkas hamotzi, and he doesn't say birkas hamazon, right? So that he doesn't say birkas hamotzi is a little bit of a chiddush, because we know that even though the Kirega points this out, and you'll see it here, that even though so look at me, ve'enu b'varach b'kas hamotzi, ve'no tol yodo ve'enu b'varach, right? Kirega quotes. So even though, why is that? That Tilas Yadayim he does do, but he doesn't make a brach of his potter mikol mitzvah. He should be potter also from Tilas Yadayim. So the answer apparently is that even though he's potter mikol mitzvahs, but he's not exempt from averus, from doing yisurim. And apparently, Rabbi Kirega thinks that the Tilas Yadayim it's also to eat b'yadayim musu'ov, also yadayim, you know, without netila, and therefore you'd have to wash. But you wouldn't make a bracha on the washing because that's a mitzvah, and you wouldn't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on the achila. So, if that's true, that he's only potter for mitzvahs, but he's muzer on isurim, even isurim drabonon. The question is, what isn't it also to eat without a bracha? After all, the Gemara says in brachas, kilamol, right? Or you could go to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, because Lashem ha'aretz melora. The world belongs to Hashem. He only gives a sanction to benefit from it by making a bracha. So why is it that he's allowed to eat? Rashi says that in a mevorach means he doesn't say because hamotzi either. So if he doesn't say a bracha, isn't he violating an isur also?
Yeah, but
anybody. What? No, but he stands also Drabbanan. He's not. He doesn't do mitzvahs Drabbanan either.
Right,
it could be. I mean, it could be that Rashi thinks. I mean, those who say make a, you don't make a bracha. Maybe they think it's, maybe either they think it's not an isur. Because Rashi says gozus hakadosh baruch hu, the mother in brachas. So Rashi says gozus a bracha. Posh pshat means you're stealing the food. Rashi says you're stealing the bracha. It means you. So. Maybe the, you know, maybe Rashi thinks that there's no isur. It's only a key in bracha, right? But you know this. You know when we say that the Gemara says ki l'moil, and the Yerushalmi says b'chosa zuhi pidyon. The rabbis used to quote that. Did you see the bracha is a matter, just like by hektish pidyon is matter, is stamshus with the with hektish. So
maybe the bracha. Oh, there's no bracha for mazon.
Right, so the Rav said that he thought that actually it could be that it's us to eat without a bracha, but there's a difference. But there is a difference between bracha and netilas yadayim. Netilas yadayim is purely an isur. So therefore, Rashi Vega says an oinin, even though he's part of the mitzvahs, but he can't do isur. He has to be. He has to wash until he's yadayim. But if the halacha is what? That it's an isur, right? Bracha only starts, the halos isur only comes because you're mechuyev in the mitzvah. But if the gavra is potter from the, you know, it starts as a chi of bracha. But if you're not mekayim the key in bracha, so it's usur to eat. But it starts with the, it's not just a key in. There's a chalais isur as well, but it's only in a gavra who's chayiv. I'll just give you an example. Like the Rav said, the Mar says has a separate pasuk. The Rav said for birkas haveach. What? Why is it different? Any other kol shemata halal ka, right? You know what is it that the neshama gets a purely the neshama that's reach. So I said, it could be that because of Reach is purely a key in bracha, because you know, the halacha is there's no me'ilah on Reach. So maybe it starts as a chovas bracha, but without the bracha, without that, but once if that, you know, once there's a chiyuv, then there's also chalos isa. But if there's no chiyuv, then there's no isa either. So therefore, the onen is potter. Since the onion is potter from the bracha, because he's potter from all mitzvahs, right? So then he's also potter from what? He's also, then there's no isachal, so therefore he can eat. There are those who are choylik on this. I think the Knesset Torah quotes others that are choylik. But the Shulchan Aruch says that he doesn't make a bracha. And that's Shitas Rashi in the Gemara Brachas. Okay. So in terms of the oinen, right? First of all, what is an oinen? An oinen means, as the Mishnah says, mishmeso multulafanav, right? Somebody who's, you know, the mesa, it's before kfura, right? But actually, the halacha of oinen has a different semantic also. Under the raisa din, and what is that?
First day.
Exactly, the first day as relates to. Right, no, but it relates to which halachas that he can't eat kachim, he can't eat vice sheni lo chayk to be only remenu, and if he's a kohen, he can't do avoda. That doesn't depend on the kfura. Even if it's after the kfura, it's the first day, he's still an oinen. But as relates to the halachas that we're going to learn in Hilchas Aninus, these are all halachas that are the prelude, so to speak, or before the kfura. Right, so. So if you look here in the Pisrei Tshuva, the Pisrei Tshuva quotes from the Chamude Daniel what we saw in Kivega, namely that he is chai b'tin l'isedayim ben b'mayim rishon and ben b'mayim achronim. Right? Because Yosef shekos the pshitalei the oinen chayv until he died and tears having mishum gzeira mishum srach tuma lufize to have gzeira drabonin ain't suffic the chayv the kulu lavim medivaisu udrabonin a oinen chayv vehev mavi al pandri the stopik brazil b'shas shuvus michta what does that say. Is that Michtam or Michtam L'David? I can't see, it's very small. Michtam L'David, Hiskim Kein Dechayiv, Mekomakom Nir Da'onin Yitol Yodav V'lo Yivorach, Ayin Sham. So, Rabbi Kivega takes, also quoting from Mari Alpandri, that, you know, there's a suffix. So, you know, what that suffix, what is the suffix that the Rabbi Alpandri has, whether he's doing the Tilas Yadayim or not, whether he's part of Tilas Yadayim? The suffix is a suffix in what's the loch of Tilas Yadayim? Isn't Tilas Yadayim an isu because it's us to eat, right? Because it's Srach Truma and so on, because maybe you'll eat with Tilas Yadayim twice every time the Truma, right? Or is it just, is it a Kiyum? It's a mitzvah to do Tilas Yadayim. It's certainly also a mitzvah, you see, Havaya, it's not just Isum, Havaya make a bracha on it, right? But so that's the suffix whether Einan should do Tilas Yadayim. The next thing is interesting. It says he's potter from benching also, right? What if he ate before the kfura, right? And afterwards, after the kfura, he's still, it's within 72 minutes, whatever it is, he's still full. Should he bench? What would you say about that?
Chai.
What?
He's chai already. You don't think the kfura...
Well, he wasn't chai if yet. He was potter because when he ate...
He was
an oinin. Now... It's after the kfur, but it's still full. So this is suffik. In look at this in Pisrei Tshuva. Kosev b'sifrei chachmas Adam, dim ochel v'nikva hameis v'dayin lo nisakel hamazim shibimeyav tzorach levorach b'kas hamazim ein sham. V'kach kosev bari zal milisa b'sidu tefila shelo. That's in the Sivus. V'chein v'isi b'kisvei harav hagadol. Rib Daniel Zal Achkosev the Tov Shiochum Art Kodan. For Kosev Old Rechain Basha Yotzer im Osot Zrocha, but older Oinen, Chai Vavarcha Shiyotzer Ach Shinik Bahameis Afilu Kol Hayom, Ayan Sham. So, I'll tell you what, for me to the Raposha that he's not Chayiv benching, and I'll tell you why. The Machayiv of benching, Midchas Chinuch has a discussion about this. Let's say a person, because the Torah says, Ve'achalta V'savata. So you need achila also. So the machayiv is achila. B'shas achila, he was potter. So the Minchas Chinuch says, for example, let me ask you this. Let's say a person has a small stomach and gets satiated very quickly and ate less than a kazayas. Minchas Chinuch thoughts about this, right? Would you say the midirais is chayiv to bench? It requires achila also. Or the Minchas Chinuch says, what if he ate, you know, the achila was shalok derech achila? And but he's full afterwards. Or in Michas Chinuch with his usual nafkamina, I think he has this also. He ate chatzis zayis for hikio. He ate a half kazayis and threw it up and everything and ate, right? Kept doing, you know, he's ich not chayiv, right? Even though there might have been achila, but there's no svia. You need achila v'achalta v'savata. So even though he's full afterwards, but the b'shas the machayiv is the achila. You need achila and svia.
What would be the case
of he ate, you know, he ate the bread, you know, he ate it mixed with something that was too sharp, right?
So
Midrash Chinuch declares about it, but I think, you know, I'm just saying that's suffering, but it's no gay to this also. Because
b'shas achila,
you think? I mean, how do we know? You see, I'll just say something interesting. It says v'achaltav in the Bal HaTurim says v'achaltav. It says zehu kizayis. The gematria is zehu kizayis. So I midiraisa kizayis. There's machlokes showing, you know, in general how much you need to bench midiraisa. So we pass in Shulchan Aruch that it's how much svir. Kizayis is only drabonah. What's the nafkamina? If a person ate a kizayis, and is mesupik whether he benched or not. So the halacha is that he doesn't bench against because that's a safek d'rabanan lekula. But if he had kedei svi and he's mesupik, he has to bench again, right? So we pass in the kazayis is only d'rabanan. But Rabbi Shimon said the kazayis is yivaisa, namely that's the shita surviving. But we paskin that it's. But even if you say that the shir sviya, right? But you need achila also. I'll just tell you something. Just the zecher of Lichtenstein. I remember I heard it. I have this in my sefer. He said that, and you see this for also. You know the Balaturim is strange. He says, "Where's that?" I think I have the Balaturim. Just says, "Where's the Akiv?" It must be, I guess. You know, it says v'chalter svatu ve'vachta. So the Balatum says v'yachta chalter hu gematius yozehu bekezayis. So it's a little strange because the two, you know, according to the Ravid that holds that, And also there's a shita from Ban like that, that kezayis is midiraisa. That depends on the sugya there by kut mevarech la'aviv. You know, how can a kut mevarech hear kezayis, hear kedei sviya, trade rabban. So some yishom say that because the cotton, you know, the question is whether that's a shita midiraisa or not. That's the way the Ravid interprets it. But if you say that kezayis is only drabonin, so how is v'chalta v'zeru kezayis? Right, and if you look in the Torah paskins, which is like the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah quotes from his father, the Rosh, that the shear is kezayis. So you see that achila, that you know that he thinks you need that he quotes from his father, the Rosh, that you need svia, then kezayis is not chayim nivais the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch, like that Rosh. So how does the Torah get away with saying yeah, okay, could be. I mean, I'm not going to take him to the interview about this, but I think he's saying it didn't hear Isa. V'achalta is kezayis because you need achila also. V'achalta visavata. So I once heard from Rav Lichtenstein. I usually say this in my Yerodeish year, on when we speak about Birya, but it there's a suffix in Tosis, remember? If a person, it's something Shulchan Aruch. If a person eats, let's say, one grape, right, and the grape is less than a kezayis, it's less than a kezayis, right? But it's a birya. Does he have to say bracha achrona? So it's 2 days in. It's 2 days in Tosfos about it. It's a suffix in Tosfos, and it's a shaila in halacha we paskin. So what do you do to avoid that? Eat more. Don't just eat birya, eat a kezayis, right? So once heard from Lichtenstein, he said that the suffix is, what's the halacha? He learned it on the drabonin level. What's the halacha that you need a kezayis to say a bracha achrona? Right? Is it that midrabonin, midiraisi requires sphere, and drabonin, you know, it's bichlal a shayla where the bracha me'ein sholosh is diraisi drabonin. It's a shayla halacha, we pass it. The chinuch seems to say that the bracha on shivas aminim bracha chon is diraisa, but it's machlokes we showing him about. But let's say that you bench on a kezayis, right? Is that because kezayis, because midiraisa you require sphere, midrabanan you need achila, and achila is bekezayis, right? Or the halacha is not midrabanan, you don't need sphere at all. They took sphere and threw it out completely. But what? Right, and that drabon is kezayis. You know, this kezayis serves as a dual thing. It's not just a loch of achila. It's also a loch of what? Of sphere. So it's not a drabon, there's no loch of sphere. Right? So what's the nafkamina in this? The nafkamina is birya. Because birya, we know, substitutes always for what? For achila, right? And that's why, for example, if you eat a namola, you like it, even though it's tiny, right? It's much less than a kezayis, but you chai because that's also a that's a barrier, right? Right? But if the halacha is that kezayis is also necessary for the shear what? Sviya. So that won't help, right? For sviya, it's not going to help, right? So maybe that's what the Torah is saying. What I'm suggesting is with this Minchas Chinuch Shaila, right? Is that right? That you know that there's aside from the loch of Sviya, there's also a loch of Achila, and that loch is Kezias, right? Right, and that's, the kezayis is because that's the achila that's required. So even if you'll be surveying less than the kezayis, you wouldn't bench. So that, so it's a derisive din also.
Sir Shlomo Horowitz, the Rabban, think that even if you eat less than kezayis for your sevua, then you have to bench, or you don't have to bench because you didn't do an achila.
Well, I say again, that's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. But I would suggest that's really the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. But Pashtus is, I'd say, you don't have to bench. If you ate less than a kezayis, right, and you're surveyor, I mean, if you ate a kezayis and you're surveyor, so then you bench Minirisa.
Right, but I'm saying you're not surveyor.
No. Oh, what?
You just said that.
No. If you ate less than kezayis, and then for sure you don't bench. The only shaila I said was about birya, because if you ate less than kezayis in that sevea, you don't have a chila, you don't have a sevea.
Well, I guess right. What I'm saying is, if you think the shear is midrabanan,
right?
So I'm saying midrabanan, you have to bench. But you're saying even according to those rishonim, if you didn't do a maisa chila, still you midrabanan,
you don't have to bench. You don't have to bench because you didn't do a chila, you don't have a sevea, right? If you hold a chila, is the machayev, right? But I mean, even those who say that kezayis, just in terms of lichtness, you know, those who say v'achalta v'savata. And the Yechayim and Kezayis, there must be that Kezayis also, just a portion of the Pshat and the Pasuk is, so what does Kvesavata mean? It means that Kezayis is, the Svi is not, you know, that you patch them, you know, that you're completely satiated and stuffed to the gills, right? But that's sufficient for the, it's a Shuvim and Svi. So now coming back to this, you know, this Pesachei Tshuva, was Mesupik, what have you ate before? L'choyot, since Pshas, B'shas achila, you are potan, achila is the machayev. Who cares that you still surveya afterwards? I mean, he could give another night. Let's say somebody ate, the day before his bar mitzvah, the night before, he ate a big meal, right? And so he still, then becomes bar mitzvah, right? And then he still surveys. He chayev the bench midi raisa, or only midi rabbonin, just on schinach.
You can't
necessarily compare Katan to someone who's an Oni. And why not? You may be right,
but... Chag doesn't have mitzvahs at all. Oni, I mean, they ever. Like, there's no exam shach mitzvahs. And Oni might have some Torah or some sort of shash, like we're saying that, you know, he has to...
Okay, that's true. It's
still a mitzvah chila. He just wasn't high even benching it, but it's still a mitzvah chila.
So one could distinguish, but I want to make it a little sharp. Maybe it's different. I mean, offhand, I think it's the same, but you may be right, and I just want to, I'm going to tell you why in a second, but before I tell you, I want to just take a pause here and get to learn everybody's name. Okay. I'm not sure how I pause this. The Ram says in Perek Beis from Hilchos Ovel, Eilu Shechayv Odin List Abel Aleim Din Torah, Ovi v'imo pno bito ochi v'achoso mi'ovi v'divreim shis abel ha'is al ishto ha'nesua v'chen ha'isha al bailo mis abel al ochiv v'alachoso shehem mi'imo afilu ha'koin she'enu metame l'ochi v'achoso mi'imo v'lo l'achoso ha'nesua afo pishi mi'ovi mis abel hu aleim v'im ha'isa achoso ha'nesua mi'ovi harehu mis abel ha'in din toira. Right, so the Ram derives if you see the Rambam compares the halachas who are you misabalon to the person who the kohen is mechuyev to be metame to, because he says for lo yitama. So Ram says in halacha vav kamach mura mitzvahs avel, see how severe is the mitzvah avelus. Shaharei hakoyin nitches lo hatumah bnei krovav kadeshis asikimoyim vis abel aleim shenema ki in l'sheru hakov elov l'imol oviv v'chulu lo yitama. Right? So the Ram says that there's a mitzvah asev avelus. Where do we derive it from? It's from the loch of tumah. Mitzvah asev shim lo rotzo l'istame metama also bal kocho. Aval kohanos hove enu musavus al hatuma, kach enu mitzuvus listamu lekrovim, elin rotsu mistamus ve in lo rotsu lo yistamu. Right? So the Rambam says that the aloch of tuma, you know, there's a loch that you're supposed to mitame to your mate to do the kfura, and we mitame you bal kocho if you don't want, right? And the Rambam says, so what's the doicha of the isa tuma? What does the Rambam say? The doicha is the mitzvah savelos. Avelos is a mitzvah, right? And he says, therefore, it doesn't. But the Rambam says it doesn't apply to nashim, to nekevos, only to scharim, right? Why? Because a kohenis is not, she's not musaris on tumah. So it's only to those who are musa. So the Ravid says, b'medrambu b'scharim shuhus al hatumah, aval hakohanis hove enem musharis al hatumah, kach enem musuvis listamil lekrovim amavram kashli. Hadi sani ishto avuso lo onen v'lo metamelo, v'chein hi lo onenos v'lo metamelo, had nesua metamelo. Right? So you see, ishto nesua, he is metama, and you say that that's only ishto nesua is only mitravonin. So if the doicha is tuma, how is it right? And also. And also it says v'chein he lo onenis lo metame lo, right? So, but it sounds like if she's a nesua, she is metame to him. But if you're saying so, the David is not gemara on the Rambam, right? Because you see, even the kevus are what, because ish the nesua is metame to him, right? But just in terms of the shitas of Rambam, so why does the Rambam think that it has to be dafka muzu ala tumah? You know, and if you're not muzu, I mean, if that's covered on meis tuma, why only if you're muzu ala tuma? Why shouldn't it apply to women as well? So, what would you guys suggest?
Very counterintuitive,
if you think about it. Right. That's what the Bible says. Right.
Anything.
It would have said just the opposite, right?
That's the mitzvah is to become.
Exactly. Right. So that's what the Rav said. You see from here that the Rambam thinks, this is really the opposite of what you would have thought, right? The Rambam thinks that there's a halacha that you see that within the halacha of Tumas Kohanim, the Rambam found the mitzvah of, right, of Avelus. But what is the mitzvah of Avelus? The mitzvah of Avelus is to what? To violate the kahuna. Right? And through the violation of the kahuna, through becoming tame and the chilul kahuna, that's the key. Right? That's the key mavelus. So therefore, if he's not muzo, there's no chilul kahuna. So she's not a woman. Right? The Ram says she's not muzo on a kohen is not muzo on al musaras al tuma. So therefore, there's no chilul kahuna. The kiyum avelis is through the chilul kahuna, right?
Why is it that? Because that's a way of covering.
That's where no, that's right. So, but and therefore, if you're not muzer, there's no chilul kahuna. No, I denigrate myself and desecrate. The Torah says, desecrate the kahuna. That itself is a kiyum avelis. You know, to use a phrase, bitula zu kiyuma. Right. So. The Rav thought that's also the halacha, like special coin to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it's mishum kovod ames. The halacha that is potter min hamitzvahs, right? So the shaila is a kohen potter, right? Not a kohen. By ninus is it that you potter min hamitzvahs, or no? It's not that you potter min hamitzvahs. It's not like. Somebody who's not chayiv in mitzvah, so short of the cotton, right? Is part of a mitzvah. He's chayiv in the mitzvah, but the Torah says he should be over on the mitzvah, and that itself is a kima velos. So, right, and the model is the Rambam. So therefore, the halacha is not, you know, if he wasn't chayiv, right, there'd be no being over on the mitzvah. In other words, in the face of this catastrophe and tragedy. The Torah says, violate the mitzvah. Don't do the mitzvah, right? But you can only say that if you're chayiv in the mitzvah. So it's like a tate de sasri. He's chayiv in the mitzvah, and the Torah says, don't do the mitzvah. So this is what you just said, coming back, right? So I ask, what if a person, let's say, in terms of, you know, what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, what if he, you know, what he quotes from the Chochmas Adam, if he ate a meal before, and now he's still surveyor after the kfuah, should he bench? So I said, it should be the same as, let's say, I ate a cotton, ate before it became bar mitzvah, and then right afterwards, at night, he becomes bar mitzvah, he's still surveyor. Would he bench? You know, Pashtus, he's not Midiraisa, could he bench? And the answer is not, you know, he wouldn't bench, right? Could he be Motzi Achevim, for example, Nafkamina, right? He should bench Midrabonim. Right? So now I'm just citing what you said, right? What Pergman said. The halacha is because in other words, there may be a difference between cotton and oinen. And oinen, a cotton is pot mekalamitzis, it's not a badeya. Right? An oinen is not pshat that he's potim, not kot mikol ha-mitzvah. The halacha is he's chayiv in the mitzvah, right? But the halacha is that he should be over on the mitzvah.
So if that's true, why the labs?
You can't go out because it's an oinen, go do low silsa. No, yeah. Oh, you mean because over here by Tuma, it's...
It's a
lab. All right, that's a question. But I'm saying... I mean, we the halacha that an oinen is potim na mitzvahs is first of all, it's a diraisa drabonim din. But let's assume it's a, even if we say it's a diraisa, I mean, we're deriving it that as a model, right? I mean, how see according to Rashi that it's as oisib mitzvah potim na mitzvah, essentially, right? In the one brachas, so he's not he's certainly chayv b'mitzvahs. Right, but even according to that, then Tosfos quotes this. Just you should know where the Tosfos is in Brachos. In Mishmeso, right. So Rashi's here. Tosfos is on Yudzayinam and Beis. Ve'en of Pirush Rashi Enu Zokel Kavod Mashmi Tov Pirush Im Rotz Levarach L'Shai. So Kvodo Shomei sounds like that's Avelis only begins, as we know, right, after Stima Sagoil, only after the Kfur, right? What's Aninus? Is Aninus only a Surim of Turim? Oh no, Aninus is also, it's a different form of Kim Avelis, right? We have to say that during the period of Aninus is also a form of Avelus, because the Rambam says, see how chom is the mitzvah of Avelus, that the Alosa says Nitra by Kohanim. But yeah, but that's all happening before the Kfuva. So you see that that which happens before is also, it's not the Malais of Avelus, but there is a Chaloshim Avelus, and there's a Kim of Avelus in it. And that's a Dirai Sedim, because it's Toich HaTumah.
Isn't it
Machlokes
Yishayim if there's new Avelus during Aninus?
There is machlokes Rishon, machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. I'm saying that even if you say that there's no niyug avelus because there's no malos, right? But and that happens, by the way, to be the shittas Rambam. But the Rambam will agree that the nihuge aninus are a form of avelus, not the avelus that starts afterwards. Right? That's called aninus. But aninus is a kiyum of avelus because you see that the Rambam says, at least according to the Rambam, because the Rambam says that kavachmura mitzvahs avelus, and he's speaking about the Kohen Mishnatama, that's before the Kfura. Right, and the Ram happens to be the Rishon who says that the Nihuge avelus don't start till after Kfura. The Ramban says, we'll see which ones do and which don't, that the Nihuge avelus start before the Kfura. You know, it's also a Chitza, Sicha, and Nilas Asandal, and so on. That's the opinion of the Ramban. The Rambam disagrees. And the Ram thinks there's no such thing as avelus outside the context of malos. And the Ram's lishita so that the Ram thinks also during Yom Tov and Chol Hamoed that there's no avelus at all. The Ram disagrees with that also. But I'm just saying. So this is part right. So first, this is the Tosfos here. I said Machlokes Rashi and 2 days in the Yerushalmi. Right. But so this is a big yisoid from the Rambam. You know, the halacha of aninus of two mitzvahs is not that he's just potter min mitzvahs, right? The halacha, on the contrary, if you're going to say that the halacha is that he's going to be over, he can't be potter in the mitzvah because then he's not being over in the mitzvah. He's chayiv in the mitzvah, and the halacha is you should be over in the mitzvah.
I'm just curious if that is something similar to tumah that you would have a woman in a sensation as one gomer, so technically she's potter. Would you have the halacha of avilus to aninus to make that she's now potter, or because it's no chiyuv to begin with?
Anisha, she doesn't do mitzvahs also, presumably also mitzvah kiyumis also she should vi. Right, it's hard to say by mitzvah, you can't say she's violating it, but she doesn't do it. It's somewhat different because by Anisha, by Tuma, there's no kiyum at all that she should, you know, a kohen shouldn't be metam lamesim. She can metam lamesim. There's no inyan at all to do it. So this has also actually another consequence. There's a machlokes between the Rosh quotes here in Brachos, a machlokes between the Maharami Wittenberg and the Yehuda HaChassid, where the the story was the Maharami Wittenberg, when he was in Ovel, somebody died on Shabbos, so the Shaila was, can somebody be motzi him in Havdalah? Right? Or if you did Havdalah, were you yotze at that time? So that's a machlokes between the Maharami Wittenberg and the and Yehuda HaChassid. Here, put me kishim and trilim and trilim. We call mitzvahs amus b'torah. Amul shepam achas haya b'Yehuda zal oinun va'achol below havdala. Amul lo talmida v'navdil fanecha. So he says, Amalahem ha'amrinu b'Yerushalmi im bochu ein onachrim amen. Ulmachwaso kishiba mi basak forus, Amalo Lama encha osavdala, Haminun Tom Mavdil, Faheshulmi Acha Shayisi Potter Emis Bishas Khiv Havdala, Bishim Shayisi Onin Gam Ata Potani. Right? Shachain Metsinu Bapera Kama de Chagiga, Chiga Beyon Rishon, Mispata Beyon Vinispashet, Beyon Shani, Kavish and Nitra Beyon Rishon, Shuv Enuchai Beyon Shani. So what did the Rish say? Because he said, since I'm what? I was an Oinin, I was Potter. So now also they say, okay, so you couldn't do it, you don't do it then, we can't even make it for you, right? And Shomei Ka'onin doesn't help, right? So, but make Havdalah now, because you can make Havdalah till when? Till Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
So through Tuesday, why can't you make Havdalah now? She said, no, because at the time of the Chiyuv, Motzei Shabbos, right? So we don't know exactly what the Shas Chiyuv is. Is it Motzei Shabbos, or is it just the second, you know, the transition between Kodesh to Chol, or is it the whole night, or is it the whole day, right? Nafkamina is what if they did the crew at night? What would he have said, right? Would he have said that, well, that's still Motzei Shabbos? So anyhow, but he held that he's potter at that time, right? And he quotes the Rosh HaRav Reb Meir, that's Maram Zal Mivutenberg, Kosa Behilchus Smocha Shalo, Mishiesh Nomes Beshabbos, Vlo Nikba Ad Lamocha, Vlo Hiv the Motzi Shabbos, Nirili Shemutu Lechol Below Havdalah, since there's no Chiv at that time, so there's no East to eat before Havdalah, Tamin and Perk Mishiesh Mutu Fana Potom, we call Mitzis and Moose Betorah, Tamin and Bisham and Culture Potom and Adava, for also Nikra Hedjot, or Beyom Hamacharas La Achash Nikla Mesu Osu Lechol Achi Yavdal, the Kanlaper Absin Tom Mavdil. Right? Nami Mishalo Hiv the Motzei Shabbos Mavdil V'Holi Kol HaShabbos Kula. So the Maharami Wittenberg disagreed, and the Maharami Wittenberg did what? He made Havdalah the next day. Right. So what's the machlek between Rabbi Huda and Chassid and the Barami of Wittenberg? So the simple machlek is maybe when is the chiyuv? You know, is the reholds, right? Rabbi Huda Chassid holds that the machayiv is Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, right? And therefore, since he was an oinin at that time, he was potter. And later on, is a loch of tashlumin. So then he calls the loch by tashlumin, like by chiger. If he was a chiger on yontif on the first day, even though later on he's nispashit, so he's potter from Ria, right? But if what? If right? That's one way. So it's a machlokes in what's much a Shabbos, and the Rami Rutenberg disagrees and says no, much a Shabbos goes. True, he was part of that, but there's a new Mechayiv afterwards, because all of it is part of the Motzei Shabbos. And Rishi says, no, Motzei Shabbos is either the moment of transition. At that point, it was Potter. Goodbye, Charlie. And the Rami Rutenberg says, no, there's a longer Mechayiv. Right? So, that's one way to learn. But the Rav said that there's another way to learn this, that the Rami Rutenberg says that he's, that really an Oinin is not called Potter Menadava. He's Chayiv, with this Rambam, he said it, that he's chayev, right? But the loch is that he's potter means that what?
He
should be over on it. But but that's only while he's an oymen he should be over. But it's not that there was no machayev. There was machayev, right? So he's not called potter and adava. So there's still tashlumin. The Maram and Rutenberg can agree, the machlokes doesn't have to be machlokes in Hilchas Havdalah, whether till, you know, the rest of the week is called, till, you know, through Tuesday is called, is that Tashlumin, or is that the Ike Mechayev? No, both of them can hold that as Tashlumin, right? But what? But,
question, so
but is he called the Bachiyuva? Because an Oinen is a Bachiyuva. See, according to Rashi, for sure is a Bachayuva, because Rashi holds that his potter means he's not Mechuyev to do it, but if he wants to, he's Rashoi. So, I mean, what would Rashi think about it? I mean, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, but what would Rashi have said about this question of Havdalah?
Certainly.
Offhand, you'd say there is Tashlum, unless you say that maybe he's still, you know, he's potter, but it's not Osso, but still, maybe it's like an Isha. So his potter, he's not Mechuyev to do it. So maybe there'd be no Tashlumin, or maybe there is Tashlumin according to Rashi. I'm not sure about that.
Does it depend on if there's a Chiyuv or not?
Well, that's like Chiger. And a Chiger, except that Isha is different, because Isha, if she would do Havdalah, let's assume she's Chayav in Havdalah, right? That there'd be a Kiyum, right? Even, I'm talking while she's in Oinen, right? And I mean, listen, in Isha, an Isha in Havdalah is the Tash. Well, if let's see, if an Isha's Chayiv is Machlok Rishon with an Isha's Chayiv in Havdalah, right? So it's a Suffolk. We Mikodim we pass on the Chiyah. So, you know, if a man there, you know, she can't get anybody else, so she says the Havdalah. But, actually, what would be the Halach of Tashlumin by a woman? Is the Tashlumin on a Kiyum Asay? I'm just not sure about the Halacha. What's the Halacha? A woman, if she, let's say you hold she's potter from Havdalah, right? Can she make, is there Tashlumin for her for the Havdalah? In other words, if she wants, she can make it. There's a Kiyum. But is the Tashlumin for that afterwards? Is the Tashlumin a Mitzvah Kiyumis?
Why didn't she do
Motzei Shabbos? No, she didn't make Havdalah. I'm not talking about Oina now. A stammer woman. I'm just a stammer shot. I don't know.
How can she make a...
No, because... If you hold, an Isha can... that she can make a bracha, and she can make a bracha. Right on.
Well,
like,
I don't
know. For Sfad, for sure she can't do it, right?
Is it Tashlumin for Havdalah?
So that's this question. The Yehuda Chosin says it's Tashlumin. He says it's like Chigas in the Spashit. So I actually don't know the loch. I'm just asking. What's the loch of a woman if you hold that she's not Chayiv? Is the Tashlumin? Because is the tashlumin on the havdalah? Is that tashlumin a mitzvah kiyumis? I don't know.
If she's not chayv, then she's not chayv later on. Also, if she is chayv, then she'll be chayv later on too.
No, but it's different. If it's tashlum, it's tashlumin to be mashlum hachiyuv. We don't know that there's tashlumin on a kiyum. Like a chigiv in his bashet, right? He's potter, because chig at that point there's no kiyum either, so he's potter completely. But a woman, if on a mitzvah kiyumis, is the tashlumin. I just don't know the halacha.
It's a tefillah.
Because tashlumin is tashlumin for what you chayiv. I don't know if there's tashlumin
what
on.
What do you say about tefillah? A woman, let's say, doesn't daven shacharis or something.
Why
wouldn't
it be the same as
Fakir
instead? It would be
like Saturday night. Because Saturday night is the Ikazman. So then she's Eina Mitzvah, and she can do it. After Saturday night, if you think it's not the Ikazman, like Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, so it's Tashlumin for Hachiyuv. How do we know that's Tashlumin for Kiyum? It could be there is, could be, I just don't know. I'm sure it's spoken about. I just don't know. It's not such a big issue because we really, what happens for a woman if no one can make it? I think we hold, Mika deal, we pass them women a chayv, right? And there's a Magid Mishnah, but you know, this also depends on whether Havdol is Diraisa Drabon. If Havdol is Diraisa, since she's chayv in Socha, she's also chayv in, you know, in and includes, in a, it also includes Havdolah, so she's chayv, right? But if Havdol is Drabon, she made some mitzvah, and maybe women are not chayv. I mean, this issue of Havdalah comes up in another context also. What's the other context? On Tisha B'Av. Right, we had it this year. If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, right, or Sunday, right, so you don't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, right? What do you do? What do you do? So this is Machlokes Shishanim. What we do is we make Havdalah the next day. Right, unless he's a choyla. If he's a choyla, then he'll make Havdalah even Motzei Shabbos because he's allowed to eat, right? And then there's a shayla, can he be Motzei others in Havdalah, right? Or do you say you don't make Havdalah since he can't make Havdalah then? So he's potter. That's the opinion of the Ramban. There is no Havdalah that year. So that also, you see, according to, if you hold that the whole Motzei, if you hold like the, it would seem like the Behuda Chassid, then what should be the halacha?
Should make Havdalah.
Then, then on the contrary, if I'm talking about not talking about a choyla. If you hold like Yehuda HaChosid,
so it's that day.
It's only that day. So then maybe the next. That's what the Ramban says. So you will put the. So then you should not make Havdalah. I thought you said you should make Havdalah. Right? Should not make Havdalah. Right? But according to the Ramban Rebutenberg, then it depends on how you learn it. If you learn like the Rav, so he could agree. He could agree to the what?
To the
HaChosid, right? Or we could say also even Tisha B'Av is a shayla. What is the halacha that you don't make Havdalah Motzei Tisha B'Av? Right, Motzei Shabbos when it's Tisha B'Av, no? Right? Is it, do you see that he's potter? I mean, he's still about this, maybe still about chiyuva, just he can't do it because he can't drink. Or you say, no, they want Misakin Havdalah al Akos, since it's a tarnus. The Ramban apparently thinks that they want Misakin the halacha, so it's your potter, right?
But the Havdalah was said. But the Baruch HaMavdil, the Iker Havdalah, that we were...
You may have said in Tefillah.
It's Tefillah, yeah, so it's...
Right, but now the question
so
is...
what are you really...
You're missing Havdalah Al-Kos.
Al-Kos.
So the question is, what's the halach of Havdalah Al-Kos? In other words, is it... We don't make Havdalah because you're an honor, so to speak, because you can't drink it, right? But there is a chi of Havdalah, right? And that's what we do. Right, the Ramban thinks there's no chiv at all, since it's a day that you can't drink it, so they want misakin Havdalah Al-Kos. It's different in our case because it's hard to say that the gav is potter. You have to say they want misakin it, because if it's just that they can't implement it because it's Tisha B'Av is a tainus and you can't drink. All right, yeah, Havdalah Al-Kos is not deraisa.
Oh, okay.
Right, because the Mor says. No, Havdalah al Kos. You see, the Mor, that's not deraisa, because the Mor says Havdalah al Hakos. The Mor says Heshiru. First they made it, you know, they made it, you know, they made it on al Kos. Then Henu, they made it a bit tefillah. Then you know Heshiru, they made it al Kos. But there was a period when it wasn't Alakos, when they were poor.
That's the question. Why don't we just say Baruch Amal with Alakos? Because we just wait till do with Alakos.
No, that we do that. We say Baruch and we say it in the Tefillah.
Why would we say Shem Alakos? I mean, or
we do it in
Tefillah. Right. Okay.
Right. You know, even though Havdol Alakos, I just want to point one thing out. Is anybody learning Daf Yomi here? Okay, but anyhow, we had the other day in Daf Yomi, there's Machlok Shoshanim. What about a Nazir? Does he drink from Kiddush? It's Machlok Rashi and Tosfos. Depends how you learn the Gemara. So, Rashi holds that he does drink from Kiddush. He's not excluded from Yain Mitzvah. So you say, they say that, you see, Rashi holds that Havdol Alakos is D'oraisa, right? That doesn't. Because a nazir can drink kiddush.
He can drink kiddush.
He makes kiddush alakos. Well,
Mishpacha Omer Sinai that only applies to the Raisas.
Yeah.
And he drink also the kos of Havdalah.
Oh, but the Maz Lushan is kiddush Havdalta.
Oh. Okay.
So the question is, what's the Havdalah there? Havdalah alakos l'choiv. Havdalah alakos is only drabbanan, unless it's just a shigrul alishna. But unless it means, even if Havdol Alakos is Drabonin, but it could be that there's a Chaloi, if you make it Alakos, it's Chal Alakos, Midiraisa. It is called the Chefzer Shel Kos. The way the Rav learned it, you know, he said the Loch is not it's that the mitzvah of Kiddush Alakos, it's Doicha, the Isa Naziris, right? It's the Loch that Chefzer Shemayim, or Chefzer, you know, Mitzvah, Yain Mitzvah, is not included. And Havdolah is called Yain Mitzvah. So then, if you say that, then it means it was halal kos midi raisa. Anyway, but that's not my purpose, today's shir. All right, but anyway, so take a look at this rush. It's here. It's Ois Beis in the rush in Perek Gimel, Mishmeis and Brochus.
So the Rosh Hashanah Machlokas, Maran and me, is getting
confused. So he interpreted that the Machlokas is not necessarily a Machlokas. Right. Right, and often from the Ramban, and we have to see how we coordinate these different shit. The Ramban who says that on Tisha B'Av you don't make Havdalah at all, so the Chori Alakos, you see that he thinks it's not pshat that Havdalah is like the Locha, like the Locha by Gittin that you can write, if you want Motzei Shabbos, you can write till Tuesday, that's where this is derived from. He thinks that that's a Locha of Tashlumin. So since they didn't make it the first night, there's no Tashlumin for it. Allah.
Who's holding on the Ramban by Tisha B'Av? Who's the Ramban? Who's the primary, or everyone else doesn't say like
it? I think Tosis is Cholik, Tosis and Tainis, and others are Cholik.
So the Rabbi explained the Maharam as he is a Baruch Yuva.
He is a Baruch Yuva. By just his halacha, just like by avelus aninus, the coin is muzur, and he violates the halacha, right? So that's similarly the halacha here as well.
It's just interesting that the Sfaradim have a minhag that let's say someone dies, a kor dies on Shabbos, so they'll chaperai, they'll right away do havdalah before this man. That way they could get Havdalah before Shabbos ends, and that way they could catch it. So that would work if, let's say, there is an actual chiv.
Right.
Mishnah is chaylik. Mishnah says not to do that. Minhag Ashkenazim, we don't do that. But that would work if that would. I think it would really depend on this machlekas, because if you can hold it, there's a chiv. What's a Shabbos? And try to get it whenever you could. But if there's no chiv at all, that's the way Mishnah Berurah puts it. He says no chiv. So
right.
Why are you trying to catch it earlier?
Right. So this is also very good, I agree. But this is also involved in this, this is this Shiloh also, can somebody else, let's say the Talmidim of the Maharami Rutenberg, right? They wanted to who was it of the Talmidim of the Yehuda Chodesh, they wanted to make Havdalah for him, right? So he said no. So what's the pshat that he said no? Is it because he thought
Maharam also said no?
Right. Let me just take a look again. Okay. He said, "What happened?" I'm going to tell me v'navlu fanecha. This is Yehuda Chosid. I'm going to have Hamrinu b'Yishamim b'ocha in onachrim amen. Right. So what does it say? What did they think? They said, we'll make Avdallah for you. Well, for sure they thought he was a Bachiyuva, right? So when he answered, and then he said he wasn't going to make Avdallah again, right? But why did, when they wanted to make Avdallah for him, right? So what did they want? What did they think? Right? What did they think? I mean, they didn't know the Yerushalmi. One option, of course. So it could be that they thought that the locha is an oinen can't do mitzvahs. He can't be oisik with mitzvahs. So omen he can't answer. But they thought if he just listens, navel fanecha and shemei ka'ina, that he would be yoitzi with that. So that depends also on what you think about shemei ka'ina. It depends either about what you think about Shemayka Ona or what you think the loch is that an oinen shouldn't do mitzvahs. In other words, if the loch is that an oinen shouldn't do mitzvahs is that he's forbidden from a kiyum mitzvah, so even if he's going to be yoitzeh, he shouldn't do that either. Or the loch is that what's also is he shouldn't be oitzeh with mitzvahs. But if it's Shemayka Ona, it's not like he did it, right? Just he's yoitzeh with their havdalah, right? So Amen maybe is kilo hotzi brach v'piv, but Shemei Ka'ina maybe is not that. You know, Achronim talk a lot about who talks about Rabbi Yosef Engel. This is typically Rabbi Yosef Engel's line of Shaila. They usually still to Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos about exactly. Can you say what if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? Should you listen to Kedusha, right? So that's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Our meaning is that we do, right? So some learn that machlokes is a machlokes, whether it's a hefsek in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei is how do you interpret Shemei Ka'ona? If Shemei Ka'ona is kipshuto Shemei Ka'ona, it's like you talked in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you know, someone in quotes. But if you think it's just that I'm yoytze, so that's what Rashi thought. That it's not a hefsek in the middle, right? That may be one way to learn it. The Rav thought that wasn't the way. The Rav said that Allah, the hefsek is not because I did a mice, I didn't. The hefsek is because the hefsek is the kima mitzvah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That itself is hefsek. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you don't go over and do other mitzvahs. And the shaila to the Rav thought would only have been a shaila with like Kedusha or Kaddish, which is Meshach Shaychet to this. Because the Moshe has a tshuva about this. Moshe, what if you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei and they're laning? Can you stop to listen to Kriyas HaTorah? So when Moshe says that you can, and the Rav thought you can't, he said Kedusha maybe has a shaykhis, but in the middle you're going to get Mekayim Kriyas HaTorah in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Kiyum itself is a hefsek. Hefsek Chadas. But I'm just saying it may be relevant. The old Chakim may be relevant to this issue with the Yehuda Chosu, when they said, let's navdal fanecha.
That would be Yaitzi, just be a hefsek in the middle of
Shemoneh Esrei. There's no reason why
it should be
ma'akev
the
Kima
of Yehuda
Chosu to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Right. Yeah, right. If I go and take Lulav, you know, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, I take Lulav and I'm Yaitzi the Lulav. But it's a hefsek in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. I don't know if it's so much of a hefsek that you have to start the Shemoneh Esrei again, but it's.
Machlokes the Shem in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, isn't that like I thought they worded in a way of like kolavur levila pila in vila makavet, if that call would apply or not. In other words, you can actually start talking. So, you know, do you apply that call to this type of mitzvah
uh-huh.
or not?
That's uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Sameach puts it that way. The Shaksai puts it that way.
Uh huh. Uh huh. I mean, this chakira the way I said in terms of. Shemei Ka'ona is you do also in another context by Sfiras Ha'oma. The Bargan Avram holds that another person can't be motzi you in Sfira. See, it's Sfira called Echad Ve'Echad. He says means that everybody has to make their own count their own Sfira. The Goyin has a different pshat in what means Sfira called Echad Ve'Echad. It means you might have thought that the Sfira is only on Bezdin, like Yoivo. So it means everybody's chayav, but not that everybody, that Shemei Kona would be. But anyhow, that shaila is also associated with that chakira. All right. I'm going to stop here, okay? I just want to tell you something on Chumash, I said, all right? this week's Pasha. In this week's Pasha, we have, this week's Pasha means last week's Pasha. You know, when the Rav used to learn Maria Tuesday nights, he always used to say last week's Pasha. So everybody thought, because he didn't want to give the Rabbanim the drasha, you know, let them prepare their own drasha for the next shot. It's because that's what he thought about, because it was last week's Pasha. That was the, you know, the obvious reason.
It depends on how you hold a woman and a dollar.
Right. So, so in last week's Pasha, Torah tells us that if a person's Chayiv Malkus, that's the, right, Ben HaKos HaRashav, V'pila Shof Yiko, L'fan of Kedei Yishasu, B'mispa Abom Yakenu. Right? Layos and so on. So, what is Abom Yakenu? 40. So Rashi and Chumash says, Abom is not really Abom, it's how much? 39, right? Abom Chosa Achas. Right? That's the Gemara in Marcus. But if the question is, how do you interpret this Abom Yakenu? What does the 40 mean? So if you look in the Medrash Tanchuma says, because the embryo was formed 40 days, right? For Avala Torah Shinidna La Moshe Ba Aboim Yom, Yiloki Aboim Vyechi De Onsho. Right? So from this Medrash Tanchuma, you see that the 40 means 40, because the 40 days on Sinai is 40 days, and the 40 days of Tzivos Havlad is 40 days. And if you look in the Ram seems to say it also. It's a famous Ram. The Ram says in Perk Yitzayin, beginning of Perk Yitzayin, Halacha Aleph in Sanhedrin, he says, Ketzid Malkin is Hamachuyiv Malkus, Kefi Kocho, Shenema Kedevish Osso B'mispa, V'zeh Shenema Aboim She'en Mosifin Al Ha'aboim, Afilo Hayachazuk Ubari Kishimshin, Ava Pochstim L'cholosh, Shemiyaka L'cholosh, Maka Rabba B'vadai Humeis, L'fikach Omu Chachomim, Shafilo Habari bi Yosef, makin also shloshim v'teisha, shim Yosef lo achas v'nimse shlo hikero ela aboim havuyos lo. Right? So for the Rambam sound says, l'fikach amu chachomu shafil habari bi Yosef, right? Right, even if he's like the Rambam says, habari kishimshon, v'teisha shim Yosef lo achas v'nimse shlo hikero ela aboim havuyos lo. So it sounds like, the case of Mishnah is bothered, right? And he said, then the Ram, if that's true, the Ram source is the Gemara Marcus. The Gemara says, "Kame tevshoy halni bavloi the kame kame sefer tov lami kame kave kaver rabba." Right? So, and because the Torah says Abom Yakenu, it came Chazal, who learned. They don't b'mispa aboim v'loksiv aboim b'mispa. That the Rambam learns that that's only an asmachta. Really, right? So, so you know, it could be even the Rambam thinks that 40 when he writes it really means 40, and Chachamim interpreted to be 39. The Bekes Mishnah at the end doesn't like that. He says different so from like in many places, like by Kesef Tushin is a derisa, right? but you see that the number 40 is serious. It's not just 39. So, so in the Ram itself, you have to say the Ram also agrees that the number is Abon Chosa Achas, and just a simple proof is. So late Mishchas Chinuch means because we know the halacha by Malkus, it has to be Roi L'Shalish. It has to be a multiple of three. 40 is not a multiple of three, right? First is Chayiv, you know, let's say they oimed him that he can only get two Malkus. How many do we give him?
Zero.
Because he can't get three. It has to be always if he's five, we only give him three. We only give him, it has to be divisible by three. So you see, Aboim. Abom is not divisible by three. So, you know, there's machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, the Mishnah Malkus, is Malkus Aboim. Rabbi Huda says Malkus is Aboim, and Chachamim said that Malkus is Aboim Chosachas. Right? So, I mean, we could ask the same question about, you know, Rabbi Huda agrees in general it has to be Roy the Shalish. So, apparently, there are two halachas. There's one halach of Aboim, according to Rabbi Huda. And then there's a separate halach. If it's not Aboim, that has to be Roy the Shalish. But there is a... there is a number of Aboim as relates to Malkus also. However, we pass it not like that. We pass it has to be Aboim Chosa Achas. So, in Targum Yonis Ben Uziel has an interesting interpretation of this. What do you do with Aboim? So he says, on the Pasuk Aboim Yakeno, he says, Aboim Yatzlif V'chosu Chad Yelakinei Lo yashtem tilma Yosef lamalke al tlosin v'teisha all in malchus v'yistakin. So, according to Yonis Ben Uziel, the aboim is aboim yatzlif. What does that mean? Yatzlif. He raises the whip or the rod, whatever he's hitting with, to hit him the 40th time, but he doesn't do it. So it's aboim chosa achas. He raises the whip and then he puts it down, but it doesn't hit him. So I just want to add, what's the point of raising the whip and not hitting him? So I thought that the pshat is, and it's Gemara in Sanhedrin, that amem yado al chaver al halkos nikva vasha, just raising your hand to another person with intention to hit him, that itself is a lav. So now there's abom yakenu, right? But you don't lower the whip, right? So if you look in the Gemara there, the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it, the one Makkah says, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Mamidim Chazonim El Chaseire Koach V'Yiseire Mada. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omar Filu Chaseire Mada V'Yiseire Koach. Right? The Rambam passes like Chachamim, Ha'ish Makkah Tzach Lios Yeseh B'Deyeh V'Chaseh B'Koach. So what does that mean? So I want to say, this Machlit Yehuda and Chachamim is L'Shitaso. Right? Piskas are not allowed to say Lishitasos, but anyhow, we'll violate that rule. How's it Lishitaso? Because according to what does it mean, you know, Seire Madev Chasare Koach? You know, what's the picture of this person giving Malkus and best? It's like when Moshe Feinstein was short, right? Seire Bedea, no Kultar Kula, right? But chaser koach, you know, right? And according to Yehuda, it's the reverse. He's very strong, but he's not the biggest Talmid Chacham. Why? Because according to Yehuda, Yehuda holds how much is the Malkus?
40.
40, right? So, you know, let me start the other. According to Chacham, how much is the Malkus? 39. Why 39? Because the Torah is chasanim. So even the Torah says 40. So the Torah is chasanim, we don't want to give him that much. Really, we should give him 40, but we give him up to 40, 39, right? So therefore, you see the Torah is chasanim. So take a guy who's a weakling to give the Malkus, right? But he's got to be a Talmid Chacham. Right? They have to know that the Talmid Chacham, that the number, to be mefarish, the number 40, right? That the Torah says 40, but we interpret it to be 39. So for that, you have to be Yiseira Mada, right? But according to Yehuda, the Torah is not chasanim. We give him the 40, right? So he can be what? Yisei Rekoach. But he doesn't have to be such a big Talmid Chacham because it's mefush and it says 40, right? It's not that he's, you know, that you have to know the lumdus that it's not 40, but it's 39. So Yehuda El Chacham El Shitasan. That's what I think. All right.
Thank you.